Chazon. So we continue in Sefer Tomer Dvora, and we're in the middle of Perek Chamishi. We're up to the words Ubatikunim Pershu. All right, you have the place? Ubatikunim. Tikunim is Tikune HaZohar. Tikune HaZohar is a separate section of the Zohar HaKadosh, which is built on the word Bereshit. Bereshit Bara Elokim. It has 70 Pirushim on the word Bereshit. In the Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh, it's not 70 Pirushim, 70 Tikunim. So that's why it's called Tikune HaZohar. So Tikun Aleph, Tikun Bet, Tikun. And every Tikun begins with one configuration of how to learn the word Bereshit. And it goes on to, you know, Inyanim. So before it starts with Tikun Aleph, there is a Hakdama. There is an introduction of the Zohar to Tikune HaZohar. By the way, in that Hakdama, that's where you have, for example, the Patach Eliyahu. Patach Eliyahu, what's the source of Patach Eliyahu? In the Hakdama to Tikune HaZohar, on page Yud Zayin. So, but Tikunim Pirshu, in the Hakdama to the Tikune HaZohar, it states as follows. A five-word sentence he's going to quote. Ezehu chasid hamitchased im konu. The Zohar says, who is called a chasid? And he's bringing that because we're talking about the Sfira of Chesed. Who is the one that is applying himself to the Sfira of Chesed? Hamitchased im kono. Which literally translates into the one who does Chesed with his Creator. The one who does Chesed with Hashem. To do Chesed with Hashem. That's an interesting thing. Till now we understand that chesed means to do chesed with the poor, with the needy. And here we're learning a new explosive concept that there is chesed with Hashem. In fact, in the beginning of the Amidah, what do we say? We say, v'zocher chasdei avot. The simple translation of v'zocher chasdei avot is Hashem remembers forever the kindly acts of the Avot, of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the chasadim that they did. But a deeper understanding in those words is mitchased im kono. V'zocher chasdei avot, the chasadim that the Avot did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean to do chesed with Hashem? So now you could explain this in a very simple level. Mitchased im kono, you can say, a person who does lifni mishurat adin, which means a person who does not is not satisfied with just fulfilling the halakha to be yotzei yedechova, he does even more than what he is required in ben adam lamakom. So that's mitchased im kono, he does lifni mishurat adin. Hashem, you asked me for this, I'm going to do more than that. But the way the Tomer Dvora is going to talk about this sentence and really the pnimiut meaning that the Zohar means when it says mitchased im kono, it's actually literally like that, that you're doing chesed with Hashem. Now what does that mean? So not that we're going to really understand it, but let's see what he says. Lefi shegmilut chasadim she'adam oseh batachtonim tzarich sheyechaven ba Hatikun ha'elyon dugmato. This is the yesod. The yesod is that when a person does a chesed down below, batachtoni means in the lower worlds, in our world here, when a person does a chesed with people, he should have in mind that it's not just what the act, the physical act that I'm doing. There is a much deeper corresponding meaning to what I'm doing here. The chesed that I am doing here is actually a reference to a higher chesed that is being done in the Olamot HaElyonim right now because of the power of the Ma'aseh HaChesed that I'm doing here. And a person should have that in mind. Tzarich sheyechaven ba hatikun ha'elyon dugmato. The similar tikkun to what he is doing. And he's going to give us a few examples of chasadim that are done here in the natural world and how it corresponds to a sublime chesed in Shamayim that is being done for Hashem. Now, let me just make it clear. that I think we said this in the beginning when we began learning Sefer Tomer Dvorah. Chas v'shalom, we never talk about Atzmuto Yitbarach. We're not talking about doing chesed to Hashem per se. Hashem doesn't need anything from us. Im tzadakta matiten lo. Hashem doesn't need anything. We are always referring to the aspect of Hitchabruto la'olamot, how Hashem relates or reveals Himself to the worlds. In that perspective, in that context, there is room for chesed. What does that mean, there is room for chesed? If I do a certain act, let's say it's a good act, I cause more kiddushah, more connection from Hashem to the world. That's called chesed. It's as if Hashem is saying to us, help me to help you. Make sure that you do this because then I will do more for the world. Because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and constructed the Olamot HaElyonim as they correspond down below. That whatever act is done here creates a tremendous effect and an energy in the Sefirot HaElyonot. And that's what Tenu Oz Lelokim means. When we say Tenu Oz Lelokim, the literal meaning, you can't get away with that from that. The literal is Tenu Oz Lelokim, attribute any Oz, any power to Hashem. That's the simple meaning. Any power that you see, know that it's Hashem. That's Tenu Oz Lelokim. But there is a Pnimiyut meaning to that. Tenu Oz Lelokim, give strength to Hashem. Give strength to Hashem. Yes, that's what we're talking about here. That's the Chesed that we're talking about. And one more word of Hakdama also. The only way for this world to receive bracha is if there is a built, strong chain, a bridge, all the way up to the highest sphira, from which all the shefa of chesed of Hashem comes down to us. Which means, if we need things to come down from the roof to the lowest ground level, we need the ladder to be a ladder that is strong with rungs, one rung leading to another. Or else, how are we going to get what's upstairs downstairs? We need to be a strong connection between the upper worlds and the lower worlds. So we need to make sure that the lowest sphira is tightened and well connected to the next one, and that one to the next one, and that one to the next one, so that then eventually the shefa comes down. That's what we do by tefillah in shachrit, for example. The truth is, any tefillah that we do, but it's more evident in the tefillah shachrit, that beginning of tefillah is a tikkun in the world of asiyah, and then the next part is a tikkun in the world of yetzirah. So that means, what does that mean, it's a tikkun in the world of yetzirah? We just connected asiyah to yetzirah, and then we connect yetzirah to bri'ah, and then we connect bri'ah to atzilut. Then, now, after the Amidah, now it's the process of bringing down the bracha, horadat hashefa, bringing down the bracha from Atzilut to Bria, from Bria to Yetzirah, from Yetzirah to Asiyah, down to us, because we prepared, that's what the tikkun means, we were mitaken, the connection of all the worlds and all the dargot in each one of those worlds. That's also included in what we're learning here. Do a chesed with Hashem. Make sure that you build that structure that He wants you to build. So what type of ma'asim do we do in this world that correspond to chasadim in the olamot ha'elyonim? That's what he's going to be talking about. Vehu shegomel chesed im kono, ve'ata tzarich ladat kama hen midot gemilut chasadim bivnei adam. He's going to explain a few examples of midot chesed that people do with others. V'kulam ya'aseh, and all of them he is doing, he's performing, im kono lema'ala, with Hashem. Achnasat orchim is a gemilut chesed. Do achnasat orchim with Hashem. Refuah, bringing refuah to someone is a chesed. Bring a refuah. No, so now, what does that mean? He's going to explain, and we hope to understand a little bit of it. That's called being kone, the midah of chesed. Velazeh nomar ki midot gemilut chasadim, lashon rabim, ki lechol inyan yesh anafim shonim, hem el. So the following are the examples of gemilut chasadim. Rishona, the first thing. What's the first chesed that is done in the life of a person? Veledat ha'adam. צריך לגמול אימו כל תיקון עם זונו. When a person is born, a baby is born, right? Immediately, chesed is needed. You have to take care. You have to take care of the baby. Make sure he has food. Make sure he has everything that he needs. So there is a chesed that is immediately needed upon birth. That's the first chesed that we could talk about. So what does that have to do with the olamot ha'elyonim? So now he goes in to explain that there is a so-called birth that takes place in the Sefirot Ha'elyonot that is needed for everything to go well down here below. And that he calls Im ken ya'ale bedato et ledat habina et atiferet. When a person does a chesed with a baby, b'sha'at ledato, he should have in mind the leda of bina to tiferet, that bina gives birth to tiferet. Bina gives birth to tiferet. Bina is from the upper sefirot, keter, chokhmah, bina. From bina comes the next sefira. What's the next sefira? Now he calls it tiferet. I thought it's chesed gevura tiferet. You should know that all the six sefirot that follow, besides Malchut, which is the last one, the six after Bina, all right, Chagat Nehi, Chesed Gvura, Tiferet, and Netzach Hod Yesod, these six are many times, or all the time, a lot of times, referred to as just Tiferet. The Ben Ish Chai writes this in the beginning of Rav Pealim, beginning of Shailot Tshuvot, Rav Pealim, where he has that tshuva, which is a Hakdamat to Kabbalah. He says, many times you'll find in the Sefarim HaKadoshim that Tiferet, aside from being a specific Sefirah in itself, which we will talk about, Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, it's also a term for those six. Those six are called Tiferet. So when he says here, Bina gives birth to Tiferet, it means Bina giving birth to the next six Sefirot, which is also called Amuda Dem Tzaita, which is the body of the Sefirot. That's the body of the Sefirot. Those six Sefirot that come after Bina. So Bina has to give birth to them in order for the Shefa to come down to Malchut and from Malchut to us, right? So this is called, apparently, the Tomer Dvor is telling us, it's called Leda. Now, we need to make sure that that Leda, that birth, takes place in a good way. What does that mean, in a good way? The Leda should be on the Tzad of Chesed, not on the Tzad of Gvura. And here's where we come to Mituk Adini, which connects to what we spoke about before. We have to make sure that the Leda, that Bina gives birth to Tiferet, it should give birth to Tiferet on the side of Chesed, which in simple language means that the birth should go well, that no mishaps should take place. So he says, "Vayhi behakshota belita mitzad adin chas v'shalom." If there are any hardships that take place in the Leda of Bina to Tiferet, Yetzeh Tiferet Letzad HaGvurot, that means that Tiferet is being born on the side of Gvurot. VeLedata BeKoshi. And then there are dinim in that way. Things that are harsh happen when Tiferet is born from Bina in the way of Gvura. Lachen Tzarich Letaken Sham Kol She'efshar. So it's up to us to fix it. We have to make sure שתהיה לדת התפארת לצד הימין. That תפארת should be born out of Bina in a way of chesed. Yamin, the right side. כדי שיצא הוולד בלי מום כלל. So that the structure of the ספירות of תפארת, that's the ולד, the baby, should come out without any מום, without any blemish. כדי אמרינן ותוציא לאור משפטנו קדוש. A little throwback to Rosh Hashanah. Remember on Rosh Hashanah? היום Harat Olam, Hayom Ta'amid Bemishpat, Kol Yetzure Olam, Im Kevanim, Im Ka'avadim. So at the end, what's the last sentence? Totzi La'or Mishpatenu Kadosh. Hashem, bring our Mishpat, our judgment out in light. La'or Kadosh, O Holy One. So he says, Dehainu, what does that mean? What's the deep kavana there? Sheyetze hatiferet, which is mishpat. If you look in Patach Eliyahu, so you know that tiferet is synonymous with mishpat. Letzad ha'or, shetotzi la'or mishpatenu. Mishpat, which is tiferet, should come out. Totzi should be born from binah. La'or, on the side of light, on the side of chesed. Shehu hayamin. Ve'yeh kadosh ve'nivdal min ha'gvurot. It should be separate from the gvurot. Kadosh means a lashon of separation. It should be separate from the gvurot. U'baze nichlal heyoto mechaven b'ma'asav l'koshot tamid b'chesed. That's an application to the midah of chesed. To make sure that the leda of tiferet from binah should happen on the side of chesed. Lehotzi'o min ha'binah b'tzad ha'chesed. Ve'az yetzeh avalad mezoraz umluban. And then the baby comes out healthy and sharp and well. So, whoa, that's a task that's given to us? How do we do that? You know, we don't even know what we're talking about, but how do we do that, right? V'kim'at baze nichlal kol azhara shebatorah. Says the Tomer Dvorah, this is almost the entire basis for all the azharot of the Torah, for all the lavin, all the lotases of the Torah. Any lotaseh in the Torah, he's saying, is in order to make sure that the leda of tiferet from binah should come on the side of chesed, not on the side of gvura. That's why we have all the azharot. Kedesh shelo yeoreru hagvurot tigboret hadinim sham v'yekoshi belidata. So that there shouldn't be a hitorerut for gvurot, and that will cause chas v'shalom a koshi baleda. Koshi baleda has a lot of ramifications in the world. So our adherence to the lavim shebatorah is to try to direct the leda of the six sfirot that are under the title of tiferet al tzad ha-chesed mituk hadinim.